And I'm joined, as always, at this time of the afternoon by Brentwood Town boss Tony Everly. Tony, Tilbury 2, Brentwood Town 0 today. Where did it all go wrong?
I'm still waiting for the players to turn up.
That bad was it today?
First half, we were 1-0 down at half time, but for me, we lost the game in the first half. I'm just not quite sure why, but some of the players, for me, we just weren't a team. We didn't turn up, for me, in the way we should have turned up. I'm not sure if it was the right frame of mind and people hadn't prepared properly. I'm not quite sure. I really don't know, if I'm honest with you, and I'm still trying to find out. But we didn't deserve to get anything today, and Tilbury deserved to win.
And no Lamar Reynolds in the squad today. What's the story behind that?
A bit of a freak injury problem happened early on in the week, and unfortunately he's not ready to play today. So.
And now, luckily, though, the results around you kind of went with you today, so nowhere near as bad as it could be, especially that result from Sowntown Rangers losing out 3-1 today.
Well, I don't know all the scores, actually, so you're filling me in right now. So I was that angry with today's performance that I've not even checked all the scores in our league, so, or in any league for that matter. So I didn't know that. So, yeah, I'm glad that that's obviously helped us. I'll have a look at them later on. But we should be, you know, today was an opportunity on the back of last week to try and take a bit more control of our own destiny. And I think it's we've let ourselves down today. We've missed an opportunity.
Now, play Dereham Town at home in the league next weekend. It's the first of three games in 7 days. And Dereham mid-table and probably haven't got a lot to play for this season. So a real game you can target.
Yeah, it's funny in a way, but they have been mid-table all season, and they had a little bit of a lull period around December, January, but they seem to have picked up again, and some of their results, the better results, strangely enough, have been away from home. So, listen, Tilbury are mid-table as well. They didn't play like a team that had nothing to play for. I think a lot of teams, if they're managed correctly, will play for their pride and play to finish as high as they possibly can, and I won't expect anything different from Dereham next Saturday.
And Wroxham next Tuesday is a real key game as well.
Yeah, they're all big games, and that's another important game. And we've got to try and find a way of stringing some consistency into our game. I can't really fathom what happened today. I have an idea. I'll have to look into it and see. And maybe some of the preparation wasn't good enough by some of the players. I don't know. Maybe I've got to shake things up a little bit more. I'm not quite sure what I will do, but all I know is I will do something, because I don't want to witness 45 minutes like I did in the first half today.
Well, hopefully you'll have it all sorted by next week, and we'll be talking about a winning performance against Dereham.
I really hope so, Chris.